Hello, everybody. Hi, Terri-Anne.
Hey, darling, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm thinking about what we're going to look at today.
Ooh, well, the options are endless.
They are. And I was thinking we'll talk a little bit about the majors and the minors. What do you think?
Ooh,
That sounds
that
good.
sounds great. Yeah.
All right. So, some of the things students have difficulty with when it comes to majors and minors is understanding that the minors are really are vertical. Well, really thinking about the vertical, and then the minors are the horizontal. So
Can you
that means
explain that in a little bit more detail? Because I don't think everyone will get what horizontal and vertical is.
so when we're in the horizontal, it's really confined by time. So we'll look at, the future, the present, and the past in the horizontal. So our thinking is about the horizontal. So even our questions are usually, what will happen to me? What will go on for me? How will my life look? And that's where the minors play a huge role. So you're going to get interspersed in a reading, you'll have majors come up. But the moment you see a major, you've come into the vertical. So what does the vertical mean? Think of no time and space. So if I have no time and space and the priestess comes up, how would that look? So my priestess would be, let's say, talking about the feminine. So you would want to do a lot of exploration on what the feminine is within yourself and, in the world around you, because one of the laws of the universe is there is always feminine and masculine, right? Like a plug in a socket, a screw in a bolt. It's all feminine, masculine. I think of the Greek, they'll say, give me the feminine piece, give me the masculine piece. This one's Thiliko and one's Arseniko. One's masculine, one's feminine. So when we're looking at exploring, each card, I mean your education will probably give you a sense, but exploration and questioning and understanding each card is going to be a lifelong exploration, because sometimes you'll have an idea of something and it's not accurate. Like, because women can make babies, we tend to say women are creative, but that's not so. Women are the destructive element, the disruptive element. Destructive we often see as negative, right? So it's not so good to use that. But when we look at Shakti Shiva or anything that is going to destroy, that is the feminine, right? So even a question that questions someone's ideology could be destructive, right? So I often think of questioning as part of my feminine. Actually, posing the question might be the masculine, let's say. So that's a huge exploration on its own. And then the next thing I was going to bring up was intuition, right? So she would be very intuitive. So in that moment, let's say it shows you getting a new job and there are changes coming up, not transformations, changes. And then the priestess shows up. She would say, well, then in this moment, there could be some form of disruption that occurs, but not necessarily in life. It would be within me. Yes, it could happen in life, because if I transform or I change my perspective on something, nothing will ever be the same again.
Yeah, everything changes.
Everything changes. So now if you think of, I got a bunch of cards all around talking about my life, and then here everything's changing within me, then the way I would look at all that, the huge dynamic, like let's say the reading says you will leave your boyfriend. No, that's impossible. I would never leave him.
No.
But if you shift your perspective, it might be the time to leave. If he's not, you know, transforming with you.
Yeah. Like,
you know, it's almost like you can't stay in grade four forever.
Yeah.
So one of the examples I have is I described someone's future with a guy, and she said, "You are describing my past that just happened to me." And I went, "Well, I can't really change my reading." You know, this is one of the big reasons when someone comes for a reading, I tell them, please do not tell me anything so I can be completely objective. Because we've got to realize that we're going to be influenced by how someone dresses.
Yeah.
By their body posture. We can't help it. We're humans. We're going to read those things. And then the more intuitive a person is, the more they're going to read other, you know, other energies. So we can't extract that from the reading, but at least I can say, no, don't talk to me, so I can get an understanding through the cards of where this person is, and then I can know what to do. So I told her, well, I can't change the reading because it does show it's in the future, but I can be dead wrong. You know, and that's really important, is to know you can be dead wrong. Like, why not? I've done plenty of readings where they're dead wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, like we played around, you and I, with the cards, and I was asking a pretty certain question.
Yes.
Will it rain this afternoon? And we did it a few times, didn't we? And it said no.
Yeah.
And we're like, and I'm like, that's impossible. It's impossible. And I was trying to think, why did that come up that way? Maybe I didn't ask permission to play around because I already knew the answer, or maybe I needed to be more specific. You know, well, what time will it rain? I don't know. The cards are always teaching me something as well. Even if I play around with a simple question. So I haven't quite figured it out, but it would be fun to go back and do something like that again. And see what's happening, because yes, no questions are really difficult. It's like a 50-50 chance you're going to get it right. Eh? So when you're wrong, well, not that you're wrong, like we were certain, you know, that it was going to rain. I mean, everything indicated it was going to rain, so it did. Mm. But why were the cards not looking at it that way? The other thing that I look at is how I pose the question.
Yeah.
So if rain to me is negative, then the cards could show that it's a negative outcome, and then you read it as, no, it's not going to rain.
Oh, yeah. The subtleties there.
Yes, subtleties. So that's what I would say was wrong with that question, is that for me, I would have preferred it didn't rain. So you never ask a question in the negative.
Yeah.
Even if it is, if I were a farmer and I needed rain, I would have read that question, that answer, as yes, it is going to rain.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So we always have to be really careful about that. And I still trip myself up on those. You know, once in a while I trip myself up. I just go, okay, I've posed it as a neutral question. Mm. I've posed it as a, but I had an assumption it was going to rain. You know, so that always ruins the question as well, because we were asking a question that we already knew was going to happen. Right.
The weather had predicted.
Yes. So a couple of things we did, as a simple kind of tutorial. But, we missed a few of the nuances because I don't always teach that immediately to students. I want them to practice and see why it's wrong. And then we're able to discuss what was your intention. We're able to bring up all these traits. Okay, that's not so much, that's a difficulty we have as well, is what is this question posing something negative? And if it is, then you would have to put it in the positive. So there's a little subset of what we're discussing today on the the trials and tribulations of being a tarot reader. And the other aspect is, I want to go back to the vertical, is that if I'm changing, everything changes. So let's say leaving the boyfriend wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah.
You would just go, oh, I see, we're done. It's over. Yeah. There wouldn't be a conflict about it. Right. And then, of course, it's almost like we're a new configuration. And that configuration would bring in a new partner that fits that configuration.
Yes.
And in this particular instance with this gal who said, but I just did that. It's like, well, you're going to have to repeat the same to become aware that you're the one who's not changing. You can't just change boyfriends and think you're going to change. You've got to change, and then the world around you will change, and who you attract changes, etc. Were you going to say something?
Well, not specifically, but...
Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry.
It's fine. Like talking about relationships, I was thinking, sometimes you're in a relationship and it's going fine, but at some moment it changes and you can't always label when that moment is. And then as that energy shifts and you start going, I'm not so sure about this relationship now, that can go on for like months before you admit it to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, sure.
So the cards could show you and you're like, no, it's all fine, but actually the energy's already started shifting and you're not observing it. So
you're not observing it, meaning,
well, you haven't got the awareness yet that actually it's not going to work, or you're not admitting it to yourself.
Yeah, I like the idea. I'm really thinking about, I don't have the awareness that it's already shifting. That's true, right?
Yeah.
Because if I don't have the awareness that something is shifting, I have to wait till I become aware. And you're right. Oftentimes the tarot cards surprise the person.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of surprising. Well, that's not where I'm at. And the cards are indicating there's a shift going on for you, but they haven't become aware yet that that shift is occurring. Mm. So, I'm just trying to think of how interesting it can be to talk to someone and you start to realize as they speak, or they begin to realize as they speak, that they are already shifting.
Yeah.
Because as you talk about the card or what will shift, they're like, oh, those things are happening to me, but I haven't put it into words. Is that part of what you mean too?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's like you may sometimes something shifts and you can't put your finger on it yet. You're in that kind of halfway house almost between
going to work and coming home and hanging out with your boyfriend, making dinner, and you're not realizing till you have the conversation with someone and you're able to express what you think.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a whole other subject, of course, is expressing what we think versus regurgitating thoughts that are in the mind.
Yeah.
That's quite different. But also, if you haven't had time to sit down and talk about what's going on with you, then with yourself or oneself, then you haven't kind of begun to make it as physical either. So those are interesting aspects, right? Like we talk about, you know, the Sanskrit terms, tamasic, rajasic, and sattvic.
Yeah.
And sometimes, so tamasic is the physical, rajasic is movement, and sattvic is the consciousness. So if I think, oh, I'm going to write a book, it's going to be sattvic first, then it's going to move into the rajasic phase where it moves into writing the book, and then the final book is your tamasic, the physical. So I often think of tarot readings being that way. You've got a reader reading something in you, and of course they're not using your words, they're using their words, right? I'm always kind of telling people, look, I'm talking with my own words, but you know, ask me questions about what I'm saying so you can get it into your vocabulary. And as they do, they start to realize what they've already realized, I guess, or become aware that they're realizing something. So yes, thank you for that. That really is a powerful sense. And that would be the vertical as well, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? Like, I'm in the vertical, I'm transforming, I might not be aware of it because the horizontal is going on, and we're so involved in the horizontal thinking. What am I going to do later? What am I going to make for dinner? What am I going to, you know, oh my God, if I say this to this person, it'll be, we're so involved in that. And we don't come to the vertical back to awareness, right? And when you get a lot of major arcanas, it really kind of puts you in a space where you need to get into the vertical. Sometimes, it's not always, but sometimes, like, get in the vertical and realize what's going on. And it's miraculous to watch how much people will talk about it. And it's so different from the horizontal. Because horizontal is, yes, but this is the right guy for me, and this is the right person, and, you know, he fits all my criteria, and he does all this, but I can tell you all the negatives. So they're going through all the horizontal lists of what he fits into. But in the vertical, it's like, oh yeah, this person and I, you know, we get along together. You know, you and I like to talk about values, right? I like to talk about that. It doesn't necessarily mean it's correct, but it helps me see what are my values in life, and does the person have the same values, even though, you know, we don't agree on lots of things. You know, I don't, you know, my partner and I don't do everything the same way. We don't act the same way. We don't have logic the same way.
So boring if you were carbon cutouts of each other.
It could be. Sure, it could be boring. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because when we are on the same train, I'm not bored with him. When we are in different trains, or there's a little bit of conflict that goes on, but that's okay. You know, it's okay. The conflict comes in because conflict is where we heal ourselves. So it's a good trigger to let you know, okay, something in you needs some healing. And that's when the majors come in and you're triggered a lot, it tells you, hey, get in the vertical, because all of this horizontal stuff doesn't matter. Like, you know, if you look at a couple and they've been married for 20 years and they have all this resentment over 20 years because he didn't take out the garbage and she didn't, do whatever, right? It's impossible to get through that bale of hay, let's say, you know, grabbing each piece of hay and dealing with it because they've got so much accumulated. But if somebody really wanted to do the work, they'd start to work in the horizontal, using even just working through the major arcana. I mean, we're not going to get into talking about that because that would be a year of chattering on about each card and what it's talking about. But the horizontal is always happening. I was just reading Nisargadatta Maharaj. I read only the first line of a book, only one line, and I haven't gotten any further. But he says, karma is inert. And karma, directly translated, is action. Action is inert. It's almost like an oxymoron, right?
Yeah.
Action is inert. We think action is very active.
Yeah.
And yet he says it's inert. And, you know, it profoundly hit me that right away in the tarot, you would see all the horizontal is inert. It's only the vertical.
Yes.
We place so much importance on the horizontal. But I always think of the horizontal as, well, when you're on your deathbed, you're about to die, are you really going to think about the load of laundry that isn't done? You know, are you going to start thinking about it?
Oh, I haven't cleaned my front door. No, you don't care.
No, you're going to say, you're going to likely, and I often say, you know, when you get to St. Peter's gates and St. Peter says, what did you do this lifetime? That's the judgment card, right? And you get there and he says, what have you done? And, you know, whenever I would see that, I'd review my life and go, God, I just went to work. You know, I dated, you know, I visited people, I went out to dinner. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And it always brings me back to the vertical and going, well, what is that vertical? What is it telling me? Well, there's just, it's just really fully engaging in every single experience. It doesn't matter what the experience is, but we usually avoid the experience. And then we're just in this horizontal, I got to make this experience go away and I got to make that experience come on, or however the person perceives it. I mean, I don't know how you perceive it. How do you see the horizontal when you're in your horizontal thinking?
It's really hard for me to put it into words.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes it is.
It's like, you know, the horizontal for me would be the day to day, the drama and the little things, and yet like all these bigger things are going on, like that are larger than just you as well. It's like the whole of consciousness and everything happening on a bigger scale going on, and when ignoring it almost and just, you know, making breakfast and, you know, making the bed and just doing things.
Yeah, like we make making the bed or cleaning up a terrible thing. Yet when we were little, it was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, mom's dusting and you pick up a dust cloth, or mom's vacuuming and you want to vacuum. It was totally a game. And yet we, as we get into horizontal thinking, it's like, this is bad, that's good, my outcome should be good, no, vacuuming is terrible. And really, it's like, so what? You know, when I work a lot and, you know, I'm just got tons and tons of work to do. And I have those mornings where I can get up and just vacuum and take care of the house and arrange things. Oh my God, it's so much fun. Right? It's so much fun. It's just like a blast. And I'm like, wow, this is just so nice. But if I think, oh, I have to clean up, it becomes terrible. Yeah. Or I didn't clean up, whereas now it's like, okay, clean up, don't clean up, you don't have time, we're hard workers, okay. And then the next day, and then when I get this opportunity, like sometimes 4 a.m. and I get to go around and, you know, do everything and get to make the bed and it's so pretty. And oh God, the minute I make the bed, I want to jump on the bed, you know, because it's so nice. I just want to throw myself over, lie on it, and just, you know, sit in bliss. Yeah. So yeah, it's really interesting. Horizontal thinking is really just, you know, the rigid, inflexible mind. But the moment you go in the vertical, it's like, well, oh, so I'm in awareness, and then these experiences come in. They're like big surprises. Oh, you know, like, I remember a time when somebody, as like 20 years ago, somebody would cancel a session. I would go straight into horizontal thinking. Oh my God, maybe they don't like me. What am I going to do for money? Now it's like, oh, somebody just canceled. I could put someone in, or I could go and clean the dishes. Oh, I think I prefer to go clean the dishes.
Yeah, there's no drama. It's like, oh, okay, great.
No drama. Good word. Good word. Eh? They used it for no drama.
No drama.
Well,
Cool.
thank you. Thank you for that. That was just great. I love
Yeah.
it. Hope you all enjoy our little talks here. And please send us questions.
Yeah, and we'll catch you all next week.
Yes. Thank you, Eloise.
Bye.
Bye.